Welcome to the You Can Be Unstoppable podcast. My name is Ewelina Szczeblewska, your host and certified hypnotherapist. In this podcast, I will share with you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind. I intend to share with you how learning how to use the power of your subconscious mind can help you to create successful an abundant life with ease, how to connect with yourself while fostering a healthy relationship with your body and mind. Tapping into the power of the subconscious mind will help you to learn how to manage your emotions, become more resilient and present in all of your relationships. Self-love and self-worth are the keys to the kingdom of success and abundance, to happy and healthy life on your terms. Well, hello to another episode, and today I have a juicy one. So I've titled this episode, What is Wrong With Me? I don't know, it's a bit challenging and out there, but this is the exact question I kept asking myself for many, many years. What is wrong with me? Because I didn't know why am I struggling with the feelings that I was struggling with, why I cannot achieve certain things. And don't get me wrong, I've achieved a lot over the years and the teenagers and 20s and so on, when I was really stuck with that question, because I couldn't figure out why I have those patterns. Why can I go past this thing that continues to cause me a struggle, a shit show, an unhealthy relationship time and time again? And whether you want to admit to yourself or not, I'm sure that a lot of you at some point had this question as well. What is wrong with me? This one applied to all of you, but I grew up in a Polish household, because I'm Polish, under a communism. So I was born when Poland was still part of the Soviet Union and communism was the system in place. And so I often resonate a lot deeper with people who are twice my age, because they experience much closer to mine than peers my age in the UK at the moment. And what I heard time and time again, amongst many other things, was dzieci i ryby głosu nie mają. And that roughly translates to children and fish don't have a voice. And I know that maybe sounds like, what does that even mean? Like, what? Children and fish don't have a voice? But people born in 70s and 80s in Poland will know exactly what I mean, and I'm sure all over the world you will have an equivalent to that one. But go with me on that journey. Can you imagine how immature and so not present were people who were our parents and grandparents who were saying this to us? Children and fish don't have a voice. That alone, amongst many others that I'm not going to bring here, set a tone to what is expected of us as children. Where is the place for the children in a household at that time? You know, we were made small, like we don't have the voice. The parents were the authority and If you try to speak up to your father or a mother figure at that time, you knew what is coming, and quite often it was the belt. Certainly my mom used that for many years. So then if you're in a household like this, where you were expected not to be heard, you didn't have a voice, your needs didn't really matter. How can you even bring a conscious and self-assured future adult in an environment like this? And when we grow up in similar environments, we create a certain map of the world. So we all have map of the world. Each one of us have a different one, dependently what was the environment you grew up with, how your parents treated you, how they treated each other, what was the predominant way they were talking to one another, how they were showing love and so on. So now we're talking about the environment where you were expected not to be heard. Your voice didn't matter, your needs didn't necessarily matter. It's an environment where your feelings didn't matter. You didn't feel safe. You didn't feel safe to say what you need and what you feel and what you think. You couldn't be brave. You were not loved. The love of affection were not shown. Care wasn't given. Quite often it was missing. You almost didn't have the right to be a child. And that certainly was the case for me because I had to grow up just overnight when I was 8, when my grandma died. And suddenly there was no one there to look after me. Yes, I had a mother, but she worked a lot. And I also had a younger brother. And I remember vividly, I was awakened by my mother probably around 5:30 in the morning because she was off to work. I was given a key on my neck, first with hot drink, breakfast, food to go to school with me, and she set an alarm clock for me. And I was told that when the alarm clock goes off, that's the time for me to leave to school. And I didn't have to cross any major roads at that time to get to school. So let's say comparatively, it was safe. But really, I was 8 and I was told to grow up. And then the next time where I had to grow up again was when I was about 11 and a half. And my mom had another child. I had another, my second brother. And I really had to grow up because I had to take him to kindergarten and no nursery to start with before school, and then often picking up after school. And if for any reason he was ill, I had to don't go to school and look after him. So you can imagine 12-year-old, 13-year-old at home with a baby, look after him because he was unwell. And often I couldn't leave him in a nursery because he had heart problems. So if he couldn't stop crying, that meant I had to take him back home. Long story short, anyway, it made me who I am, and I love my brother dearly. But can you imagine when you grew up in an environment like this, and that's just one example of many, is when you don't, experience love and safety, there's abuse, there's alcohol, there's so many different ways that we as children don't feel safe. We don't feel like we have the right to be a child. So, if you can resonate with any of that, you don't have to have all of it. It's enough that you've experienced one of that for a prolonged period of time to kid level. Because it's not what happens to us as well, it's the meaning and interpretation, the story that we have around that causes the trauma, the beliefs that feed into the map of the world that we have. So now we are in adulthood and we are running away from this past because it's painful. It's painful to look there. It's painful to look at your mother because we feel like she never loved us. It's painful to look at our father because he was drinking alcohol and I was never felt at home and, you know, you didn't feel safe. So you've got those emotions, feelings, stuff deep into your psyche because they are so uncomfortable. So you're running away from it and you're running away to alcohol, shopping, addiction, comfort eating, many stories that you keep telling yourself how not good enough and not worthy enough you are to have a healthy relationship, to have the money, to have the success, to have the ease in your life. And a lot of those stories are unconscious and not aware to you. And often, you know, we end up in a relationships with a partner that looks something like your mother or a father and reminds you of them so much. And we keep recreating this chaos in our lives, the struggle that we grew up with, that we've learned as a child. But running away doesn't work when you notice. We have to pause, we have to stop and look that straight into the eye of that chaos, of that struggle, of that pain that we feel. Because no matter how hard you try to change, and you most likely have tried for a long time if you are here, because it's the subconscious mind that drives our lives. It's the stories, it's the beliefs, it's the pain that is stored in a subconscious mind that drives our lives. Especially if it's unconscious and we are not aware of it. So without understanding our past, we cannot understand fully and create the present moment now. Because we keep recreating the past because we don't want to look there. So we need to look there. We need to look at it, love it, accept it, feel it, express it, feel the pain, and then let go. Get clear about what it is that we want instead and go about creating that. Most people don't do that because it's painful. But my question to you is, which pain do you choose? Do you choose the pain of not doing the work and not looking into it and not healing? Or the pain of continuing where you are and where you most likely will continue to be? And so I want you to consider that after you've heard everything that I just said, there are certain needs that you have, unmet needs from the childhood where you are not loved, not taken care of. And every unmet need that we have will be met one way or the other. So let's say if you are not taken care of, if you're not doing a very good job of taking care of yourself right now, your subconscious mind will get that met, usually in unhealthy way, in some way, and some sort of pattern that you've developed to cope with your childhood and with the feelings that you didn't understand at that time. So let's say if you were not seen and heard, and when you were, you were never good enough, you were never smart enough. So now you engage in perfectionism and striving for achievement after achievement, and no amount of achievement is enough. For you, you never pause to stop. It's like, wow, I did so well. Oh my God, I've achieved so much. Because as soon as you do it and you feel the thrill of achieving this thing, that wanes off, it goes away, and you need to find another one. You never get there. You're never going to be enough because you've never felt worthy and enough as a child. If you were not taken care of, you were not shown the love. Now in your adulthood, you crave this so much. And if you're not in a loving relationship with yourself or with someone else, then you will get into some patterns that your subconscious mind created for you and is weirdly as this sounds filling up that need. Even if with your conscious mind you're like, how is that fulfilling my need? This pattern is destructive, is ruining my life. But it's your logical conscious mind. It makes absolutely perfect sense to your subconscious. So if you want to change those patterns that you're getting into, if you want to understand your past so that you can create a better future, you need to shed your skin. You need to shed who you think you are. All those patterns, beliefs, and stories that you're holding on so dearly to. Love them, feel them, accept them, express them, and then let them go. And one of the great ways of doing this is obviously hypnosis. So if you want to do a deep dive into your psyche and finally create a life that you deserve, live the life of fulfillment, happiness, and joy, then send me a message, book a consultation call, and see what we can do while working together. So I hope that was a thought-provoking episode for you to look within, look at your past and ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? Why I keep repeating this pattern? Where is the earliest time in my life that I remember experiencing this, feeling this? And just take it from there. So I hope everyone is going to have a fantastic week and I see you next week.
Thank you for listening. If you found value in this podcast, I would like to ask you to leave a positive review explaining how this episode helped you to improve your life. I ask you to do this because this will help other people to improve their lives as well. Share and spread the love all around you. Raise your vibrations to improve your life. If you would like more transformational content like this, connect with me on Instagram. You can find a link in the description of this podcast, and I'll see you over in the next episode.